Episode 111, Mama, Keep Going, an interview with Aubrey Hunter, a first-time Ironman finisher in the World Championships in St. George, Utah. Welcome to Beyond Your Comfort Zone. I'm your host, Cammie Banks. I'm a mother of four and a certified life, weight, and triathlon coach. I'm a lover of people, watermelons, and triathlons. I'm here to assist you in losing weight and gaining lasting health. I love helping others improve their food and exercise and get the results they want. And along the way, they become mentally and physically tough. It's a wild and fun ride, and I can't wait for you to be a part of it. Let's go. One of my new favorite things this year that I'm doing on the podcast is interviewing some of my athletes that get to race. And it's been fun because I'm not currently racing due to my injury. So to bring these athletes on and to hear the lessons they've learned and the way that triathlons have changed them is miraculous and so fun for me. So this one is no different. You'll get to hear from my friend, Aubrey. We've been friends since our husbands are in medical school. You'll hear about that. How she's actually the one who helped me become a better runner, and then vice versa, I get to help her. But you'll hear how she just really, in her life and on the day of the race, you hear how she just keeps going. And she had this mantra that she'll share, and she used it, and it really manifests in the day of the race. It was, keep going. Everything will come to you at the perfect time. And I want you to all think about that, whether you're doing Ironman or whatever you're doing in your life, that mantra and that thought, and if you really can grasp hold of that, keep going, everything will come to you at the perfect time, just has us being willing to take that next step forward. And that's what Aubrey has done. It was tricky. She has six kids trying to make the puzzle work to fit it all in. The same thing on race day when things were getting hard. She had some back injury that she had to deal with and just a little bit of the knee and all these things. But she just said she's going to keep going. And then she looked for how everything will come to you at the perfect time. She looked for all these things that were coming into her day on the journey that could have gone either way. Wind could have gone either way. She was looking at a ways to cool her off. She kind of started shutting down on mile 19 and her body was not working as well. She could have looked at that as a problem. She's like, no, I'm going to find someone. I'm going to find a friend that will help me. What happens? A friend comes in, someone, another athlete, all these things. It's all the way we look at it. And what we tell our mind will be what will help our body move. And that is what she did. She talks about what a gift bodies are. And to think about how even more amazing our mind is because it helps us move our bodies. She talks about what an inspiration she is to more so her kids, but to really, I want to say to everyone, because she decided to stick with the hard. She decided to make it be possible when she committed to something, and that how she just did the hard work over and over again and how it got her to the finish line of arguably one of the hardest courses in Ironman. So only 50% of women finished, and she was one of them. So yeah, blood, sweat, and tears on that course for her. And she got there before the time was done. That was what was required for her on the day, and she figured out how to get it done. I'm so proud of her. You will all want to hear the lessons that she's learned. And I think it's just something to inspire each of us, that we all can set out for something that's possible. And on that journey that's hard, that makes us commit, that gives us the blood, sweat, and tears, we're going to figure out life lessons that are going to help us for the rest of our life. So take a listen to this. I want to remind all of you that this is what we do inside Team Elevate. You don't have to be a triathlete, but I help you wherever you're at, and I help you see the vision of what's possible for you, and then we fill in the gap. And you can do whatever you put your mind to, and the possible will come into your life. So take a listen to Aubrey. You won't be disappointed. So many golden nuggets. Here you go. Hello, everyone. Super excited today. This is going to be such a great podcast. I have one of my good friends, one of my athletes, one of my friends from when we were both, our husbands are both in med school. We go way back. I have Aubrey Hunter with us today, and she just finished the World Championship Ironman, so in St. George. So it is a treat I'm glad she's not resting and she'll talk to us for a little bit.
Thanks, Cammy. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Such a treat. I have to do this. She didn't know I was going to do this, but I have to tell everyone on here that Aubrey is the one who helped make me a runner. So the irony happens that I actually helped get to train her for an Ironman, because when we were in medical school, our husbands were a couple years apart, right? Maybe 2 years or something.
Yeah.
But we started this running group, and Aubrey, I was training for St. George, and it was like my second marathon. I did one when I was like a lot younger, but this was like my second one back. And she was nice enough to run with me on her slower days.
Not true.
Yeah. Other days. And so, and I learned so much from her about running that like it just took off for me. And I kept running, which led to marathons, which led to Ironmans. And so I have Aubrey to thank for helping me get to where I am. And so it was super fun when she's like, I want to do an Ironman. I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome, because like we both helped each other out in different areas now.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're the one that inspired me to do Ironmans, because I would follow you and I'd be like, that's so amazing that she did that. Like she went from running to becoming this amazing triathlete. So I have you to thank.
That's good. That's good that we have people in our life that inspire us, right? That's right. Thing. So tell me a little bit. I mean, I know a little bit why you got into Ironmans, but she's a really serious marathon runner. I mean, do we call you serious? She runs a lot and she's really good at her marathons. But what made you want to take the leap from marathons to Ironman? And tell us about that.
Okay. So like I wanted to do an Ironman forever. I mean, since I think it was really from when I first saw that you had done one, I was like, okay, that's something that I could probably, you know, way out in the future, put on my bucket list and dream for. And so it's been in the back of my mind for a long time. And then what happened? Let's see, COVID happened. And I feel like I just went through a lot of anxiety and depression at that time. Like having all the kids home was super hard for me. And I didn't really like grasp onto the homeschooling. Like it was a struggle the whole way through. And so as I was going through that, I was thinking like, I'm turning 40 next year. I'm going to sign up for the Ironman, and it's going to like pull me out of this depression. And just in my head, I thought that's what it's going to do for me. So I signed up for it a year ago, as like COVID was, at least schools were going back and things were starting to get back to normal. It's like, hey, I'm going to sign up for the Ironman. It's going to just pull me out of this craziness that we all went through. You know, it was just my way of dealing with it, I guess. It was just something to hope for and something to look forward to. And so I signed up, and I had you help me. And I think like just having the help along the way made it like a doable thing. So,
yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to just touch on a few points. So tell me why you think it helped with like your anxiety and depression to have something to hope for. I think that's a really interesting point, because we always talk about exercise and how helpful it is physically, but why did that help you? Do you think mentally, what did it do?
Well, you know, running has always helped me with anxiety and depression. And I had met all my goals with running. Like I wanted to do a sub-3, and I worked really hard and I got my sub-3, and that helped me through kind of a time of anxiety and depression. And then it's like, well, I've done all the things I want to do with running. Like I've gone to Boston, I've done these things. And I was like, if I can do an Ironman and like go out of my comfort zone, learn new things, learn how to swim, learn how to ride a bike, then I just think it will be something that can just, I don't know if distract is the right word, but just kind of give me something more to look, you know, to look to kind of make me forget the things that are hard right now.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think sometimes, you know, out running or exercise or whatever, maybe it helps us forget, but it also just helps us open up our mind to other things. You know, we stay times, or we get stuck in our head or in a rut, right? And we go out and we see a bigger world, or we see our body moves and it opens up our thinking and it gives more clarity to mind. So, I mean, you know, I'm an advocate of that. So I think it's neat to think that is possible. It's not just the physical that it does, but, and also with you as a runner, like when we meet our goals, which is awesome, it doesn't mean we have to stop at meeting our goals with running. It's like, how can I up level myself? Right. How can I take it to the next level? And for you, that's what it sounds like you want to do. You're like, where do I take my running? And then how do I put it to something else I want? And if I have this little inkling in my head saying I want to do a triathlete, like, let's do it, right? Like, it's kind of scary, but let's just put it all together and let's go. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's awesome. So, I mean, you did finish the race. So did it like, you know, help you feel hopeful and help with all that? Now looking hindsight, do you think that it did?
It totally did. The whole journey of it. Looking back, I was like, oh my goodness, like those feelings of anxiety and depression were just like a shadow. Like they were just because I had such purpose each day and I was giving myself time, which I think I had been neglecting. Like I wasn't doing anything for myself prior to that. I mean, I was running, but I wasn't really focusing on a goal. I was just, you know, kind of going through the motions of the day and wasn't really doing much self-care. So I feel like giving that time to myself and setting that goal was just what I needed to kind of eke out of what I was feeling. So it totally worked. And then the accomplishment of the race, of course, it was like total elation. But the fear I had was that like after the race, then is it all going to go away? Like are all these good feelings and like the journey, is it going to disappear? And I'm finding out that's not true because I'm like, I'm just going to keep going. Like I'm just going to make new goals and, you know, set myself up for more success and more, you know, happiness.
Yeah. Which is good. I mean, it's good to know that it did help, like help you see that it was a phase in life. It was just moments in life, you know, this like anxiety and depression or whatever it was, but to see that you just take these steps, you set these goals and that you can accomplish. And I think crossing a finish line, whatever it is, it does help us see that we're stronger than we often think, right? That we have this inner strength that we don't tap into a lot because sometimes we're not required to, or sometimes life just, we kind of get mundane and we don't. But when we can tap into that and begin to realize this inner strength, then we're just like, oh, and even when we cross the finish line, we're like, well, it doesn't have to stop from crossing the finish line, right? I can cross the finish line, but what, how am I going to take this into other areas of my life? This inner strength that I have, that I found from doing something that's hard, like an Ironman, I get to apply that to every area of my life. And that, yeah. Let's take that to every area, not just like crossing a finish line, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you're totally right. And I did have those thoughts. I was like, I can use this energy and I can apply it. I can apply it to anything. Like yeah. I had those thoughts during the race and it was like this aha moment for me that this doesn't just have to, you know, be for the Ironman. This can be for everything. Like it's going to be something that I can draw on for every aspect of my life.
Yes.
You know, one of those big events in life that's hard and that you have to dig deep. It's just something that you'll always be able to draw on. So,
yeah. Honestly, like I think of the times like my Ironmans I've done and then things in my life had been hard. And I use the lessons that I learned from Ironman training and apply them to my life right now. And I'm like, I know if I did that, that all I do is that same pattern and bring it here and it's possible. It doesn't mean that it's easy because Ironman, I don't think anyone will ever say Ironman is easy, but it means that it's possible. And when something's possible, that's the hope. That's the like encouragement that we feel that like it's possible with hard work and effort and commitment. It's possible, you know?
Right.
So I think that's awesome. So I want you to tell us, because you have 6 kids and I know you're super busy and I know that homeschool, well, you finished homeschool before we started training, but how did you stick with it during, sometimes the days of training are harder. And how, tell me like how you stuck with that, which then will lead to how like you stuck with the race that was really like one of the hardest courses. So we'll talk first about the training, how you did the hard, even with all the busyness that you have, and then how you did the hard on the race day.
The race. So I think just signing up for it was a huge thing because Ironman's not cheap either. Like you, it's a financial, you put down that financial, and then at the same time, you're putting down this, like, okay, this goal became an action. Like now that I've signed up, I'm going to make a plan and I'm going to stick with it. And because I had you that, you know, wrote out my training plan and I had everything ahead of me, I had all the tools at my disposal. I was like, okay, I can follow this plan. I can read this every day. I can sort it, puzzle it into my crazy schedule. That was usually the hardest part. Like it felt like every week was this big puzzle and I'd have to find a spot to put, you know, those long bike rides or those longer workouts. So I don't know. It was just kind of a challenge that I looked at like more like an obstacle that I was like, okay, I'm just going to puzzle this all together. And when it worked, it just like, it brought me so much joy. Like when I could write it out and see the whole week that I could fit it all in, I was like, this is awesome. And so that's how I just kept going. Like, it was just great that I had a plan and that I was dedicated to it. Sometimes I had to sacrifice other things. Like I had to sacrifice a lot of social things. I had to sacrifice some of my kids' things. Like I didn't sign them up for as many sports in the spring because I was like, well, I'm doing 3 sports. So you kids are going to have to wait till the fall. So they had to sacrifice. I had to sacrifice and we just made it work.
I have to just pause for 1 second. And I think it's so good as a mom to sometimes like, I mean, we should, I love prioritizing my kids. I love watching them play sports. I love that. But I think it's still important for them to see that we have a life, that like, we're going to prioritize ourselves, that we're going to make sure that we get our workout in because we want to offer them a future of still taking care of themselves as well. But it doesn't get, when you become a parent, you don't take care of yourself anymore. Right. And so to offer to have them see that, like, we're going to look at this weekly schedule and we're all busy and I'm going to have to get my workout here and then I'm going to get your workout here and it's going to be give and take. And that's the beauty in that is realizing that we're in a family. We're all like, we all have value and we're all important and what we do is all important. So I think that's super like people sometimes maybe don't a lot for that. And they just think I got to do everything for my kids. Right. And it's good. It's just that we want to make sure that we're being the example of what's possible for them as they progress.
Right.
You know,
exactly. Well, and I think that was the point I got to when I had everyone home, like I was just sacrificing myself and doing everything for them all the time. And I think that's why I got the way it was, the depression and the anxiety. And so putting my, you know, self first for this period of time, it just made me feel so much better. And then I could be a better parent and I could be a better mom and a better motivator. So I'm glad.
And that's what I say. Like, it's not like we become selfish when we do that, when we like put ourselves at the same level as our kids. It's we fill our own bucket and we have more to give. We don't sit in resentment or anxiety or frustration. We're like, no, I want to come to your game. I want to do all these things because we want to do that, not because we feel like we have to. We get resentful. So it flips the energy and it's amazing. So.
Right. Yeah.
I did have to say though, I do remember when you finally decided to do Ironman and I think I was out of town, but you wrote this beautiful journal entry about why you were doing it. And I had you go back to that journal entry a few times because it's so important for us to remember why we started, because when things get hard and get long and you have to make this puzzle fit together every week with your family and you start getting tired when the training's hard, it's so important to remember our why, because if not, our butts become so much louder and those butts just keep coming in. And it's like, well, but you this, but you got to do this. You got to do this. And so I'm so glad you did that. And I'm so glad you had that to go back to. But I just remember that's beautiful that she's writing this, why this journal entry. I'm like, she's not going to know, but I'm going to have her go back to this tons of times.
You did. And it totally helped.
So I'm so glad you do that. And I mean, I have everyone do that, but not to the extent you did. And I love it because if we just want to go, even any time that we're stuck in the heart, right? And I'm sure when you got to the race, you got stuck in the heart, which I want you to explain too. But it's like when we learn how to deal with pain and we learn how to deal with hard and we remember why we're doing this, we can do that pain a lot more because there's a reason why we're going through it instead of getting stuck in that moment that just feels too hard and we don't have anything to look to get us out of that. So I think that was just, and you did, like you got some injury, you got some things are happening. And you're like, no. And I'm like, let's just remember this. You're like, maybe I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm like, no, we're going to figure this out. Like, and that's why I love being a coach. Cause I'm like, no. Like our brain wants, like as an athlete, my athletes want to be like, maybe I can't do any of this. And I'm like, let's just get our brains together. And it's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's like we synergize and it like makes it so much better. I'm like, we got each other helping each other, you know? So.
Yes. Good. Yes. So,
tell me on the day of the race, it was just in case anyone doesn't know the Ironman course. I mean, I would dare to say it might be the hardest in the whole circuit. So how did you do it? Like during, I know we did mantras. We said some things that you're going to help pull you out, but tell me like, you know, those dark moments, which we all have, which I love that people can experience that. Cause that's life. You have dark moments in life. And then how do you get out of that dark moment and keep going?
So, I totally went back to my why. And I remembered you telling me that you're going to have to go back to that. Like you're going to have to remember that because it's going to get hard and you're going to want to give up. So yeah, during training and race day, I would go back to that. And it became like a really spiritual experience for me, the whole thing, because I did decide in the beginning that like I have less time to like study scriptures and pray and all that. I was like, I'm just going to combine it all in one. I'm going to pray while I'm swimming or while I'm riding. Yeah. And I'm going to like listen to conference talks and scriptures and stuff like that. And so I did that. And there's a song, a primary song called My Own Sacred Grove. And I that kind of became my sacred growth. Like when I would be training, it became also like my spiritual time, like my time to reach to a higher power, my time to realize that like God is in the details of all of this. And so that's what I did race day. Like I had some great mantras, and my favorite mantra was, keep going. Everything will come to you at the perfect time. And that became so true. I think every moment, like I felt like, oh crap, like this is really hard. This is hurting. This is something would come, like the wind would come up, but instead of thinking of it as the wind, I was like, I'm so thankful for this cool breeze. Like I needed this cool breeze to cool my body off. And, I, at mile 19, when I started thinking, I don't think I can finish this. Like this is, it became very real and very, very hard at mile 19. I could feel my body shutting down, and I prayed that I would just have someone to talk to get me through the rest of this. And this girl showed up and started talking to me. And so I just started receiving those things from that mantra. Keep going. Everything will come to you at the perfect time. And every time I saw my family, it was like right when I needed them to be there, right when I needed that boost. And those aid stations just came at the right time. I was like, okay, my back was aching. I needed to stop here, rub some icy hot. So that mantra just became what I needed in every step of the way. And the spiritual, just like, I just felt like reaching to a higher power and knowing that God was in those details and providing what I needed at the right time just became part of the whole thing and how I got through it.
So. Yeah. I mean, I think we've talked about this, right? But I say that, I mean, for me, because I believe in a higher power, I'm like, this is the way he talks to me. This is something that like we can communicate this way because he knows this is what I like to do. And I always feel like it's not me out racing by myself. No way. I'm like, he's definitely there, like encouraging me. And it's super spiritual. Even now that my mom's passed away, I'm like, it's super spiritual. I feel like she's there. I feel like I communicate with a higher power. And I think those are the times when it's like, And our body does get to a very vulnerable place where we are more sensitive to hearing and feeling things just because we're tired.
Yes,
and right. I'm like, it's to me, I always say it's one of my more spiritual moments in my whole life is when I'm racing, which some people it might not be, but for me, I was like, when you say it's your sacred grove. It's always been something sacred to me. It's my time when I connect back with me. Right. And connecting back with me, I feel like it's connecting me to the higher power. And so I mean, I kind of miss those opportunities. I'm a little bit laid down a little bit, but I still have some moments, but I yearn for those because it's when we feel weak, when we need someone else and we can turn. I mean, I feel like I turn to him, you know, and then I love what you said that your mantra like helped generate you to look for that. You were looking for the perfect time of people. You could have been like, this is the worst time and you would have seen everything bad happening, right? But that mantra had to be like, no, everything comes, what'd you say? Keep going. Everything will come at the right time or the perfect time.
Come to you at the perfect time.
Come to you at the perfect time. And then you like look at the wind as a way to cool you off. Right. And so you can interpret that however you want, but you're like, the wind's cooling me off. And then you're like, I need someone to talk to. This new friend, right? And I think like so much in life too, like when we see our family, I tell my family, like, you don't know how, like it in the moment when I see them running, it's like I needed that cheerleader and this surge of energy comes through my body. And I'm like, that's like people in our life. Like they come into our life and they may not even know how important they are, but they change. Like they just give you this energy to keep going, you know? And that's what my family and my friends do when I'm racing too. And so I love that you said they were there at the perfect time. Right.
Right. Right. Yes, exactly.
So there's just, I think, which is going to lead me into this next thing, but I just think there's so much. I say that racing is like a microcosm for life. There's like lessons we learn in there in this like really condensed time.
Yeah.
Like this, the day of the race, but then you learn this and then you can, like I said earlier, you can apply it to every area of your life. And those lessons that I've learned have been the things that have helped me through the hardest times in my daily life now is the lessons that I learned there. So I just want you to share, because now you've had the chance to be an Ironman, now that you're an Ironman, just tell me like 3 or 4 lessons or whatever stood out to you, these takeaways now that you are going to apply to the rest of your life now that you have had this experience.
Okay. So I think the first takeaway is like we talked about earlier, my kids watched me do this, and because I stuck with it and I accomplished it and I did it, I know that because of that example, they'll be able to accomplish the things that they do too. So I think, you know, if we are determined to accomplish something and we stick to the plan and we do it, then that's such an great inspiration to those around us. So that was my first takeaway. And it did become that was kind of a negative in the beginning. I felt like my kids were sacrificing, everyone was sacrificing for me, but it turned into, no, this is an inspiration. I'm inspiring them. I'm motivating them. And so that definitely turned into a positive. The second thing was, like just God is in the details of our lives, of the race. Just like those things came to me at the perfect time, I recognized that, those blessings come from our Heavenly Father, and that, he's in the details of our lives, even the races. There was a point where I thought, I'm not sure that God approves of me doing this because I'm not serving my neighbors. I'm not helping, you know, I could be doing other things, that would probably be better. But the moment that I received the confirmation that he was totally okay with what I'm doing and using my agency to do something for good for my body, I just felt like, yeah, he's in the details and he is going to help me through something that I chose to do and I want to do.
Yeah. Because I think that he wants us to be our best self that we came down here to be, and in taking care of ourselves and doing things that, you know, creating things and doing things in our life that help us be better, is it only helps us in the areas of being a better mom and serving those people around us, because we don't have this empty bucket inside of us that's just like there's a hole through us and just dropping out, right? We have feel that, and then we can go share that. So I do think he's in the details, and I think that's so good to realize in our life, like that he is in the details. It's not necessarily, it might not be that it's like the best situation, but he's in the details, and he's like, these details are supposed to be here. Like I want you to know that, like, even in the hard, that this is part of the details, that this is part of it, you know? And he's like, and I got you through this. So I think that's
right.
All.
Right. And I think the third thing that I would take away is that the body is truly, our bodies are so amazing. Like their ability to adjust. And, you know, when you think, okay, my body can't do this anymore, my body is shutting down, I somehow got a boost and was able to run a pretty good pace my last 2 miles, where a couple miles before that, I thought there is no possible way I can run any more of this. I'm going to have to finish walking. So I just think the body is truly amazing. And the mind is even more amazing. What our mind tells us we can do, our body will do it. And I learned that. And that was an incredible lesson to me. So,
yeah, I can't even touch on that enough. Right. I mean, first of all, people think, you know, when we're racing, they're like, oh, how am I going to even feel better? Right. I'm just totally in the low. I'm not going to feel any better. And then I always tell them, remember, there's highs and lows in life. If there's highs and lows in racing, there's ups and downs. And that's just, we have to stick around for the next corner. Right. But the second thing is how powerful our mind is to realize that we are, like, it is going to be hard, and we can give into the hard, which is going to just make it harder. Or realize, like, I have this amazing body. I've trained this amazing body. This is the day I've come to celebrate this body. And even if it's hard, I just take one step. And like my body, like my mind is the thing that's going to stop me more so than my body now. Because my body is going to listen to my mind, and then it's going to make it take the steps. And so how are we feeding this mind so that it will help me? And we underestimate the power of the mind. The mind will do, the body will do what the mind says, right?
Yeah.
So,
right.
And how you just kept moving after you felt like your body was shutting down, somehow you mustered that energy, you mustered it up, and we kept going instead of just being like, oh, I think I have to stop. You're like, no, I think I have one more step in me. Let's go. You know?
Right. Yes. Yeah. And I think that mantra, like you said, that mantra became true to me. Like it just became so true that when those perfect things showed up, it was because I was looking for them. I was like, looking for the perfect thing to get me through that race. And it showed up. It was what I needed. So,
yeah. And I mean, if you look at that in your life, it's like, there's this quote from John Acuff. I think it says, everything is happening exactly the way it's supposed to. And yeah. I don't really like to believe that all the time. 'Cause I'm like, really? But then if you look at it that way, you're like, it is, it probably is happening exactly the way it's supposed to, because there's things to learn here. And then you look at it in a different way. Like, oh, there, if this is supposed to be happening this way, why is it happening this way? And how can I learn from this? And just like you're like, it's the perfect thing. Like it comes when it needs to. And then we learn instead of getting stuck in like the rabbit hole of defeat or whatever happens, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So, and like now, like, I mean, you know, you're like, well, I thought I'd be sad after I was done racing. You're like, no, I have these lessons now that I've learned that I know that I can dig deep and that I can be an inspiration to my kids if I teach them to be determined that they can do this. And that can go out into all aspects of your life. And that's now just something you have as a gift for you. All these lessons that you learned is now a gift from all the training that you've done that now will like keep playing forward. The ripple effect will continue because of that.
Yes. So
I love that.
Good.
Yeah. And I always tell people, like, you know, you could get the same, you do a 5K, you do anything, but when you set a goal, I love how you said one of the times it's like your goal is now becoming, you have to put that into action, right? You have a goal. And you said, when you start training, then you have to take the actions, right? The goal is just, that's the easy part, setting a goal.
Yeah.
And when you pay somebody and you begin to take the actions, you start seeing that this goal and this dream and this vision that you've had in your mind, you take this and it actually becomes a reality. And then it becomes real life. And I want people to see that, like, it starts in the mind as you create it. But then we have to take the action. But the action is what actually will help us get this reality in life. And now you're an Ironman. Now, like, you can say I'm an Ironman. And I can use that into every area of my life. When things get hard and when it gets dark and I feel like I'm shutting down, what do I got to do? What did I do then? Right?
Right.
I get there. And then you use it. Exactly. So I think it's great. And so that's why I'm always like an advocate for racing. I think it is a sense of accomplishment as all those things, but it creates us and it transforms us. It transforms us into a different person if we let it.
Yeah.
And right. We have to take in, we're not even going to touch on it. We won't really, but we have to take in the right food. We have to take in this movement and we take in the mind and we see how amazing this body is that we've been given, what a gift it is and how we sometimes don't even know how to tap into its greatest strength. And when we do something like this, we tap into it and we're like, wow, this body's a lot stronger than I probably even anticipated.
Right.
So it was just so fun to watch you on race day. And just, I mean, I didn't get to watch you in person, but I watched you virtually. And I was just so proud of you because, you know, I knew some of the inner struggles that you had and that you just kept, I mean, I would just see the check-ins and I was checking in with your daughter and I was like, hey, we're still doing good. I see your face. And I'm like, oh, she'd take pictures and I was like, this is awesome. So I just want to applaud you for doing it, sticking with it and knowing that you can stick with the hard, right? That your determination, your commitment, those are the things that those are the characteristics that you just strengthened even more. They apply to everywhere else. So I'm excited. So yeah, so good job. And I'm so glad that you got me started in this and now I can help you. And whenever you do your next one, I know you might be thinking it's one and done, but then after we talked before the interview, I can sense it's probably not one and done. So I think we're going to do
some. Need to take a solid break, but yeah, I can see it down the pipeline.
Yeah. So there's no rush, but it's kind of fun to think like now I know how to do this and now I know kind of the puzzle works. So, but yes, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Thank you so much for letting me coach you. I feel like, you know, I give people the workouts and I help them, but I think I gain so much from being a coach because I get to see the transformation and I get to see you start one area and come out the other side a different area. And that to me is beautiful. That's to me is seeing someone like go from the caterpillar, you know, into a butterfly in this transformation. And it's beautiful. And you might not see it, but I get to just kind of have this front row seat to see it. And it's just, it makes my heart like, just like want to like burst open. Cause I'm just like, this is what I want for people. I want them to feel like they can come alive and live their best life that they don't ever, you know, sometimes we get stuck or in a rut is like a mom or like middle age. And I'm like, we don't have to though. We don't have to, we can come alive and we can do these things. We can find out what's possible and it's offered to everyone. We just have to be willing. Yeah. Courage, determination, all the things, but it's possible. So,
right.
You know, right. Thank you for letting me watch.
Well, thank you, Cammy. You were amazing. You were an amazing coach. You were an amazing inspiration from the beginning. And so I appreciate all of it.
Awesome. All right. Before we wrap up, just tell me what you're currently doing to go beyond your comfort zone, which kind of sounds funny after we talk about doing an Ironman because you've been out of your comfort zone, but any other area or current?
I know. I feel like I'm slipping back into my comfort zone with just the running. Like I signed up for a marathon in the fall to keep me going, but I'm like, that's not really out of my comfort zone. That's my comfort zone. That's where. But no, I've learned so much about from like all the coaching calls, the group calls, Team Elevate about food and nutrition. And that has never been a very good focus of mine. You know, I've like done little things to try and improve that, but I just learned so much about the importance of like the nutrient, putting these nutrients in our body and putting all this good things. So I'm going to get out of my comfort zone and try and put more nutrient dense foods into my diet and, you know, slowly kind of get rid of like the processed foods that do no good for us. And so, So I'm going to work on that and a food plan and just keeping my, making my body even stronger by putting those good nutrients in my body. So.
Yeah. I love that. That's what I say, that it's kind of the secret sauce to becoming a better athlete, to becoming a better mom, becoming anything better, is those nutrients that our body desperately wants that sometimes we don't even know to put in. Sometimes we're just not aware of it. But when we do that, we just see this, this potential that we didn't have before, that we are kind of leaving on the table. And we start realizing, oh my gosh, we can uplevel our life just by the nutrients in our lives, you know? So,
right.
Yeah. But it'll be the same thing. The same thing you'll have to do as you did with your training. It's like, you have to become aware and you're going to have to fit it in your puzzle. You're gonna, you know, the planning time, the preparing time, it's going to be the same thing you did with the Ironman, but now you're going to be with your food and you're like, and it's this effort is going to, it will pay off. I mean, there's not like a finish line with your food, but as you see your life change, you start being like, oh, the effort's worth it. This like determination, this just the will to keep going and keep doing it. It'll pay off and you'll be like, oh yeah, I saw how I did it there and now I'm going to do it here.
Awesome. And I believe you because, you know, your methods have proven in the past.
Yes. Well, we're all a work in progress. That's for sure. So we always just say like, there's always areas to keep improving, which is such a beautiful thing because we never have to get to a stand, like a standing or a stopping point or whatever. So anyways, keep it going. And I know that we'll continue to like keep this going. And of course you're my friend. So forever we'll be in touch.
That's right.
So, but thank you again and keep.
Okay. Thank you.
You're an example. Okay. So many and an inspiration to people when they think, you know, maybe I don't have time or maybe I'm too busy. And I'm like, no, I mean, Aubrey's pretty busy and she figured it out. So it's always possible. We just have to say like, why do I want to do this? And don't let the butt stop us. Right. And then we keep going. So anyways,
that's right. Oh, Cammy, thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, thanks, Aubrey. And you guys, I'm glad you guys got to listen. I know you guys will take away so much goodness from here and know that Aubrey is such an inspiration. And you guys can take the journey, whatever journey that is, you can all take it. It just starts with like one little step. So I'll talk to you guys all next week. Okay, bye-bye. How would you like to be a part of a team that elevates your life? That is what we do inside Team Elevate. And I would love for you to come be a part of it. Some of the things that we do inside the team is we create meal plans that work for your life. I also help you create exercise plans. And if you have signed up for a race, we design a plan that will get you across the finish line. The other thing we do in there is weekly group coaching. We have an option for one-on-one coaching. We do live retreats. We do ski trips. We get together and celebrate the bodies that we have and the things that we can do in our lives. And inside there, when we begin to work on our food and our exercise and we strengthen our body and our mind, we see how it elevates the relationship we have with us. And in turn, it elevates all the other relationships in our lives. So if you are interested in being a part of this team, we would love to have you. You can get onto my website at cammybanks.com. That's Cammy with a K. Or if you just want to jumpstart your weight loss right now, you can jump onto my Instagram at cammybankscoaching and grab my free meal plan. So thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love for you to follow it so you never miss an episode. And I would love for you to rate and review it so others can find this and it can enhance their lives. And most of all, thanks for sharing your time with me today. Bye-bye.